Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of these stupid shows is showing the turkeys, basically where the Ritz-Carlton, the W.
And the Four Seasons.
My God, what are their names?
I could never afford.
What are their names again?
We got Peach.
Peach.
And Blossom.
Peach and Blossom.
The pride of Northfield, Minnesota.
Chad. I hope they're joking and take them out. I hope they're giving them the okey-doke.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
I'm just sick of hearing about this story. We do this every year.
That's because Thanksgiving comes every year, Chad.
The Minnesota turkeys are part.
All right, your choice at this time of year are turkeys or airport volume. What do you want?
Neither. That's why we're talking to Adam Dunick, who is the president and CEO of the Minneapolis Downtown Business Council. He is with us to talk about what we have now with a new plan for the city's core, a 10-year plan to revive downtown Minneapolis. Adam, like all our guests, is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Adam, be honest, you don't care that the turkeys were pardoned, do you? You just don't care at all.
I really don't, but Chad, I got to say, I'm a Wilmer native, grew up around Jennie-O turkey processing plants, love the turkey industry a lot. So I love this time of year, and I do love turkey dinner on Thanksgiving.
What a pivot. What a pivot that was.
Take that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have ground turkey tonight, turkey tacos. Okay, I'm going to have that. But come on, just admit it. Even though Wilmer, I have numerous friends from Wilmer, turkey's kind of dry and dull. Right?
I'm a big fan. My kids would probably agree with you. They prefer ham to turkey.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What if you surprised a kid with a little ham and a little brisket this year? They'd love it, right?
I like a little diversity. Yes. Turkey, no question about it.
All right. So let's talk about the plan, your 10-year plan. What is most different about your plan compared to the other options we've had offered up by the foundation and the mayor? Because a lot of people, and you know this, you live this every single day, have said, hey, what's going on in downtown Minneapolis? There are parts that are good. There are other parts that just aren't good enough. The things have changed. We have to adjust. What stands out most? What is most distinctive about your plan?
That's a great question. A lot of people ask, there's so much energy and effort going into downtown right now in terms of what is the next iteration of downtown going to be. And I would say, ours focuses on a couple of the baseline needs of a downtown, of a city, foundational safety being one. A second is, how do we offer hassle-free systems? How is downtown an easy place for a user to interact with, to come down and park, to take transit, to navigate? That could be navigated on the street. That could be navigated in the skyway. How can we do those foundational, fundamental things well, while also leaning into, I think, some strengths that we have? One is, our downtown has become one of the greatest neighborhoods in the city and in the region. When you think about the growth in North Loop and Mill District, Downtown's always had a residential aspect in Loring Park and Elliott Park too, but weaving them all together and thinking about the Central Business District as a place for housing, which until recently really hasn't been under consideration. And that last part of our strength is how do we take advantage of the arts, entertainment, nightlife, the downtown as a cultural hub. That's what's driven our recovery in the last year. Event attendance has been
a
record for a couple of years in a row. Yeah, and that's so how do we exercise our strengths while also working on some of the challenges too? And downtown commercial real estate has been as hard hit, you know, not just in our city, in downtowns around the country, around the world.
Adam Dunick is with us from the Downtown Council talking about their plan for the next 10 years. I haven't looked at the text yet, but Adam, I can guarantee you I'm already hearing I'm not going down there until it's safer. Mm-hmm. I'm down here 5 days a week. I'm down here often another day to socialize. I feel like it's it's as safe as ever during the day. You know, and could we have something terrible happen today during the day? Yes, we could. We could. We've had that 2012. We've had that in 1972. At night, we have numerous areas that are flourishing. North Loop, Mill Valley. But we still have some of these areas where people used to be comfortable and are not as comfortable. How can you overcome not only the perception, but what role can the council play in adding to further safety, to further the numbers, to convince people who are skeptical to come back down?
That's a great question. Something I have heard from the first day I started this job, which was almost exactly 1 year ago. How do we make downtown safer? And I think the answer is it needs to be a multi-pronged approach. We need to continue to have the business community work with MPD, working with private security where we have that opportunity, working with Metro Transit Police. The entities that are responsible for policing need to be resourced, supported, and that just always hasn't always been the case the last few years. But even more important than the resources is also the amount of outreach that goes along with that. What we do with the Downtown Council is oversee the Downtown Improvement District. That includes ambassadors that welcome people downtown. That includes street response teams and our violence disruptor programs and the behavioral control response, those sorts of things, where it's not just police responding to everything. There's also an element of interaction on the street, an extra set of eyes and ears that helps to get ahead of things. Now, our downtown's inherently unsafe. In lots of cities, downtowns can be viewed that way or understood that way. But historically, downtown, especially within the last year, Minneapolis, it's been one of the safest parts of the city, safer at times in South Minneapolis or North Minneapolis. But people still have to feel that way, and we have to acknowledge that. That's going to take all of us. That means, what can neighborhood safety do to help respond? What can business leaders, business owners do to be a part of the solution here?
I know we're getting some text too. Overrated, underrated, properly read, it'd be a 135. This important conversation with Adam Dunick right here. Okay, so I think the numbers are about 58,000 live in downtown Minneapolis now. You'd like to get that to 100,000. I can look to my right and look to my left, Adam, where I am, and kind of the core of downtown Minneapolis, in a part of Minneapolis where it's not great, where there are office buildings. When I've been working downtown Minneapolis since 1990, where if they were already established, they were busy as can be. And starting with COVID and with safety questions, with the suburbs emerging, they're just not going to be as busy on the business side. How many of these buildings do you believe can be turned into condos, can be turned into apartments, that they have the infrastructure and you also have the demand so people, if these are either maintained by the same ownership or they're sold and they're going to spend tens of millions of dollars, that people are going to want to live in these former office buildings, which are now turned into residential units?
There's a couple things I'd say about that. One is we have an opportunity to convert some properties into residential. It's happening right now. You have the North Star Center and the Groove Lofts, which are set to open here in December, and excited about that.
Across the street from us.
Exactly. There's a few other buildings with that potential. But there are some buildings where the footprint just doesn't make sense for that, and we have to think about attracting businesses here. We have to think about other alternative uses in some cases. What are some industries we don't really have downtown? You think about cities our size. A lot of cities close to our size are a little bit bigger, have a big university presence or have higher education downtown. How do we think about luring some tenants like that? And we have the downtown business community to support that. Very few downtowns have as much Fortune 500 activity and as much business presence as we do. So that's an opportunity. What other uses can take place in these buildings is another thing we're constantly thinking about. That includes arts use, that includes retail or rethinking retail, that includes an experience. So one of the buildings that's done really well is the building down by Washington Avenue where there's a puttery where people come in downtown and play golf and have an experience and go out. What are some other uses of some of these spaces? And granted, we have a lot of square footage, but we think converting is something that could happen in a big way, converting to housing. Anywhere from 2 to 3 million square feet of conversion could help meet that downtown population goal. And once there's residents in place, that's what's going to drive the retail, because there'll be the people in downtown all the time, 24/7, not just coming down to work 9 to 5.
Okay, so let me pick up on that, the cool factor, the unique factor. You know, I know you've talked about a skating rink. You know, I've said for a while, I think if we had a larger green space, these are, I know these are more on the margins, but like I went down to the North Loop, the green space this weekend to the European market with my youngest son and had a great time, right? You mention it. We know if there are concerts, we know if the Vikings are down. We know the Wolves are selling at a pretty high level. The Twins did not. Some of that was tied to their perception by salary. But how much does it have to be, hey, there's something fun, there's something unique? And by the way, it's not just what is fun, unique now. It is something different that is additive in the next 10 years.
Absolutely. And that, to me, is where I think Nicollet Mall is the opportunity. We have a chance to take the buses off of Nicollet, move them somewhere close so there's still transit access, but do the pedestrianization the way it was originally envisioned, with the green space, with the trees, with the better landscaping, with it being almost a park-like experience and a pedestrian experience at once. This would become a destination for people to come visit. We could connect Loring Park with the river by essentially making Nicollet Mall a green space. And we can not only do that from a perspective of bringing people down there, then that offers us an opportunity to program that space with things like markets, with live music, with other event type programming that we've had a pretty good amount of success in the last year when you think about the U.S. gymnastics trials and the great attraction down there and the market down there. And I'm hoping Holidazzle is a huge success here in December. So if we try these things out, they work well. It could have both a tourism impact, it could be a regional destination, a statewide destination. It could also help with the commercial office space downtown, who that's what they really are asking for, is more green space. Like that North Loop Greens building is highly utilized already, and it's really an exciting opportunity.
I like it. Adam, thanks for coming on. We'll reach out again and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Chad. Thanks for the conversation.
Adam Dunick, Minneapolis Downtown Council. Okay. It can't be just I won't come downtown. If you feel that way, that's fine. Okay. I think you're missing out. I really do. But I'm talking about our next segment here. To get you to come downtown, along with safety, let's just acknowledge that safety has to improve in parts of downtown. If you think all of downtown is not safe, let me answer it this way. You're wrong. You're just wrong, Dave. During the day, you concern at all?
No.
Zero. At night, there's many places that, yes, every once in a while something happens, but it's rare. There are other parts where it's still too much. I agree. So let's separate I don't come downtown and it's not safe. Okay? Because you're just out. For you who wants to come downtown, or you come downtown now and you want to come downtown more, what should change the next 10 years regarding the economic engine for the state of Minnesota? It's Minneapolis. In particular, it's downtown Minneapolis. Because, by the way, this isn't like, oh, Minneapolis is the only one facing it. all downtowns all across America, really all across the globe because of the pandemic, are facing this. So let's not just, oh, Minneapolis is the outlier. It's not. If you could add something downtown and you think it would be helpful, maybe it's not even just for you, but it's for the overall good and people. What is it? Text or call 651-461-9226 on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Overrated, underrated, popular rated. Next segment after traffic and weather, let's go to the calls. Former Minneapolis City Council President Barb Johnson listening. Barb, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. You know the downtown area well. You represented Ward 4. You listen to Adam Dunick. To improve the downtown core over the next 10 years, what should happen?
Well, I was really happy to hear Adam talking about green space because I think that's really important. But I also think, you know, watching how downtown has recovered after the pandemic, the fact that there are these attractions that bring people downtown, you know, fun things to do, that's a big deal. But we also have to have less cost for parking because we're competing with the burbs where, you know, parking is free. And, you know, it's a real turnoff, I think, to come downtown and see, you know, for an event, you're going to have to pay $25 to park. That's really high.
Okay, so either the city or Hennepin County is going to say, guess what, Barb? We're raising property taxes. We're behind on costs. We need that cash. What do you say to that response?
Well, I think it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
When you know, if you increase the cost, you're going to have less users. I was pleased to see in the Strib a while ago that the parking system in Minneapolis, which does supplement, you know, the general fund, was recovering. That during the week, they're up to about 80%. But on the weekends, when they have these special events, the parking system downtown is really almost full.
Yep.
So that's great. I think the city parking system, if you look at, you know, where the prices are reasonable, you know, if you park in those ramps to go to a Twins game that are right next to the ballpark, they're not $25. They're maybe $10. You know, it's not, there is some, I don't want to say price gouging, but yeah, you charge what the market will bear. But I think it perhaps is some of the more private owners that are getting those really high rates.
Barb, thank you so much. Keep calling, keep listening. Thank you. I appreciate it. Jack, you're next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hi, Chad. I recently retired, but I worked downtown for many years. And I think there's a distinction that needs to be made between safe going downtown and what you perceive as being safe. And I'll say that when I work there, I'd like to go for walks in the morning or in the afternoon. And after, you know, 2020, you'd go down Nicollet Mall, and there's you'd have people, you know, swearing, yelling. You didn't know if you're going to get what happened to you. But it is the perception of safety is not there anymore. And so I think that absolutely needs to be addressed, because I wouldn't bring, you know, my grandkids down there. Certainly for a night Twins game, much less I'd be concerned going down during the day. And that is may not be a safety issue, but it's absolutely a perceived safety issue.
Okay, so let me jump in on that. And again, you get to make any choice you want yourself. The Twins had 2 million people, Jack, right, at 10 games, right? Hang on, Jack. When the Vikings play this Sunday, there's going to be 60,000 concerts. I get we still have too many areas where it's still a problem. But to say all the time in Nicollet Mall that's happening, or no matter what, when you go to Twins game, that happens, I'm down here all the time. I thought you said you wouldn't take your granddaughters to a Twins game.
I wouldn't unless I was being dropped off, unless we were going to get dropped off right in front of the stadium. I'm not going to get on with on the transit system there with the troubles that they have.
Well, that's separate. You're bouncing all over the place, Jack. I agree. Light rail and safety, major issue. But if you park around for a Twins, Timberwolves, or Vikings game, there are numbers. There is safety in numbers. We need more people down here. It's when you're isolated in certain parts of downtown where it's an issue. But I got to be honest with you, as a guy who's down here a lot on those events nights, it's not a problem. It just isn't. Light rail, huge issue. I agree with you 100%.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's see. My wife and daughter went to a show downtown last week, had to go by three different people, made sexual comments to them walking the show. Until that changes, they'll never go back downtown. Well, that's the problem down by 9th, 10th, and Hennepin, where a lot of the theaters are. When you get to that 9th, 10th, 11th, that's a problem area. I don't know why the police let that last as often as they do. You know that area. That bugs me.
Yeah.
That they don't have a bigger presence.
I've never had a significant problem, but I do know that there are, you know, surface lots in particular. I can picture right around the Orpheum that, yeah, people loiter around. Absolutely. Yep. And that's unfortunate that they had to deal with, you know, the comments.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Parking needs to be free. Well, Barb's talking about reducing. It can't be completely free. It just isn't. There are too many other costs. But
well, I think particularly on weekdays when there's no events, you know, if there's no event on the weekend, or if it's just a weekday, you know, Thursday night, and you want to get people downtown just to go out to eat.
It has to be
a lot
lower.
Not going to a show, not going to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right. You're competing with the suburbs and great restaurants, by the way, which are now located in the burbs.
Right. And again, today, if we park next door across the street, and we don't do it because it's too expensive, $25, $26.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It is.
That has to stop. Overrated. Next hour.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Yeah. All right, it's a condensed version. What do you got, Susie?
Trying on clothes.
Yeah.
Overrated. For gals particularly, I'm saying it.
Okay.
I had to buy a dress for a wedding.
How was the wedding?
Fun.
Okay, good.
It's at a place in Cambridge called Pinewood Weddings and Event Center. And it was tucked away in the woods.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Nice.
But I wanted a dress, and I thought I had dresses, and I do have dresses, but I wanted a new dress.
New dress. Who doesn't want, like, a new outfit for a wedding? Yeah,
right?
You've earned it.
Right? I feel that way.
I mean, just had a week off, so why not?
So I thought, because I'm a consignment shopper.
Oh, I have a lot of consignment shoppers in my life.
Yeah, so I thought I would go hit a few stores.
They're great, by the way.
One of the stores, I'll just say Goodwill, which can have good stock.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially the one in Minnetonka, because a lot of the rich ladies give their stuff away.
Oh,
it's no longer cool. So anyway, I get a dress, and I take it home, and it's the size I think I always wear.
Yeah.
And it looked like it would fit me.
Yep.
And it was tight on my butt. And I was like, God, I'm going to burn. There's nothing worse.
Nothing wrong with showing off the booty a little bit.
No, I cannot. I cannot have tight clothes on my booty.
Okay.
It drives me nuts. Anyway, so then I went to a couple others, and I decided I went to this place in South Minneapolis called New Look on 50th and Penn, and I just took the dress aisle. I looked at all my sizes, you know, range, and I took like 10 dresses in the changing room.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to turn around and I'm not going to look at myself, because there's nothing worse than staring at the bits that you don't like staring at.
Right.
So I turned around, so I'm not looking at the mirror. But I tried on each dress.
Yeah.
First, I felt, how did it feel? Did it go over my head? How did, was it tight in my arms?
Going and over the head is probably, Dave, I'm thinking that's good.
Very good start.
You need that.
Unless it's one of those you step in and pull up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, there you go.
But so did it not facing the mirror. Did it fit? And then I turned to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I found a beautiful dress.
Nice.
A lace burgundy dress.
Yeah, baby.
And it just happened to be 50% off.
Ooh.
So it was $16.
Yeah.
And then I went to another consignment store and I found a faux fur wrap, because I knew we'd be outside.
Yeah.
And then I went to another store and I found a beautiful pair of Eileen Fisher pumps.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know Eileen Fisher, she's a big name. So here I had this
nice ensemble. Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Was it worth
it? Yeah. Even
though, sounds like it took a week.
No, it really didn't. But it. But the thing is about looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's not a tough thing to do.
Yeah, it's not always good.
I mean, I don't know how many people look in the mirror and go, wow, you got that going on. Because there's usually always something you don't like about, you know.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. And your guys are, you boys are just in good shape. I got lumps and things.
Oh, stop. did you say you knew you'd be outside?
Yes, it was going to be an outside wedding. Very short.
November 23rd.
That's November 23rd.
Late outside wedding. That's, come on.
Roll of the dice. Roll of the dice.
No, that's not.
And
Dave,
it was
cold. We don't approve.
We don't approve.
We do not.
What does
approve.
Dave say if
Take
you want an outside
inside.
Wedding?
It's inside.
But what did you say? June? Have it in July?
June, July, August, maybe early September.
And have
end
it.
Of November. Are you kidding?
Well, wait, these polar bears?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like that. They had blankets. And I'll tell you this. How about this for a wedding? Stop it.
I wouldn't even have brought a dress. I would have brought a
snowsuit.
Seriously. A stylish.
No, but I want to say that the ceremony was beautiful.
And I hope it went 4 hours.
No. It was 12 minutes.
Oh,
it was
good.
So short. And then good, you know, we danced. And I haven't danced in a long time. I love
to
how'd
dance. You look in the dress dancing?
I got so many compliments on the dress.
Nice.
And of course, I always had to.
Were you dressing? Were you dancing outside also?
No, inside.
Okay.
We directly went inside after the 12-minute ceremony.
Dave, what are your thoughts? They had the ceremony outside, but then could go inside?
I don't care if it's a 3-minute ceremony. Take it inside.
Come on. You got to live a little. YOLO. You only live once. These are very outdoorsy young people, and they had a very beautiful wedding, and it was terrific, can I just say, to see Ben, my son, was a groomsman, and they were all his high school buddies, and they had a blast.
That's great. Well, your favorite song to dance to?
Me?
Yeah. At the wedding.
To Be Real, Got to Be Real. That's one I like. What You Say? Is it not ringing a bell? California Love. California. Yeah. I don't know. I like funk. I like R&B.
I like funk, too.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
And I've recovered from my growliness.
I know. I liked you at about 11. You were ready to... I thought we were going to get into a punching situation.
I was already
again.
Mean to Taylor today.
Yeah. Oh, really? Were you?
Whoa.
Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, she asked me to send her a link of a story, and I said, look it up.
Yeah. That's mean.
That's kind of mean.
That's kind of mean.
A little snarky.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
At least I know that I'm snarky. Does that matter? Does that help?
I take pride in my snarkiness, so I think it's fine. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause.
Okay.
And then Dave will have plenty of time. I'll chime in. You want to chime in,
sure.
too? You can. You can chime in on this silly wedding, too, Eric.
Don't say that. I love these people.
No, it's been
my neighbors.
It's already been,
they listen.
It's already been established.
Even wonderful people
it
make
was a beautiful
decision choices. They had a place to go inside, and they still did it
Shut
outside.
Shut up.
I would have watched from inside, Eric. Would you have?
I would have left. I would have come back for the dinner, but at least for the 12 minutes, I would have sat in the car.
My car and binoculars, but it worked. 651-461-9226 on a show where we like to be inside. Somebody else would know if I was checking out Susie's butt with the binoculars. If I would have been there, of course. I mean, I'm only human. Come on.
Aw.
Dave Harrigan, what do you have?
Overrated.
Yeah.
Big battery.
Yeah.
Batteries in general.
Thank you.
I'm tired of batteries. I felt like all weekend replacing batteries, toys, nightlight things that the kids have that the moment it goes out, they can't sleep for a week. And then this morning, wife comes in from the garage after trying to leave. Dave, car battery's dead.
Oh man.
Tried to jump
it.
Yeah. Couldn't get even a sniff of anything. I'm down on big battery.
Okay.
Lindsay's used to you jumping or nothing happening, so no surprise there. No surprise there. Yeah, that's a bad battery weekend.
Ugh.
And you had the cables right there, boom.
Oh yeah, had the cables. Had the cables in the back of my car. Hooked them up. Got a little spark even when I hooked the left. Yeah, a little bit all right, and yeah, gave it about 10 minutes and nothing.
What happened?
She had to call in and say, hey, I'm going to be late to work. And then we get the kid on the bus. We drive the other to preschool. I drop her off at work. And we got a whole different thing tonight where she's got to go to coach a swim practice with the older
kid. And the car is still in the garage?
The car's in the garage, yeah. I'm going to buy a battery on the way home. And
be nice if Adam Carter had it. He's free. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
Why doesn't he have it?
It's easy. I learned a little YouTube video. That's underrated, by the way. YouTube, learning how to do things on YouTube.
Oh,
changing a car battery? Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So I'm going to take care of it today.
Do you know what old Josh Wheeler said about that? Yeah. Yesterday he said he's going home to put new brakes on his car. I said, do you know how to put brakes on your car? He said, yeah, YouTube. I'm just going to YouTube it. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Just another reminder, I'm never driving with Josh.
His car, like he did his own brakes. Holy cow.
I'm not letting somebody I know, hey, I just put in new brakes. No. I'm out.
Yeah.
Uber.
I'll give you one more here before I let you get to it.
Let's go.
Minnesota Star Tribune, they made the re-envisioning of what the newspaper should be a few months ago.
I don't like it.
I'm not happy with what I've seen so far, particularly the hey, we know better than you articles, which seem to be running once a week.
They're omnipresent.
Last week we had the here's how you dress for the cold
weather.
Honestly,
how pompous was that? You're dressing wrong.
Yes. You need to put on warm clothes. That's how you do it.
Never
with a jacket over the top.
Whoa. And then, hey, you know what you should do? Put a hat and gloves on.
Go figure.
Today I saw the, hey, here's how you handle Black Friday shopping with tips like be prepared on where you want to go and don't forget to eat something. Thank you, Minnesota Star Tribune.
Honestly. Don't forget to eat something.
Just utterly ridiculous.
I mean, thank you, experts.
Yes.
Although I will say that eating something is a good idea.
Yes, it is.
It's a
very good idea.
No, wait now. Listen.
Susie just told us on WCC Radio, because I know you were confused about it before. Eating food.
Yes.
Good idea.
Whether shopping or at a wedding.
No, but when you go, I was starving and I went to Costco on Saturday to pick up stuff for my mom.
Oh, stop for a second.
I did.
Who in the hell ever goes to Costco on a Saturday unless the other option is Guantanamo Bay? Never. Come seriously.
Because my mom needed pistachios.
Are you kidding me? And so it took you like 2 hours to get in the lot, 2 hours to go through it for some pistachios.
And I was hungry.
Dang pistachio. Oh, my God.
It was not a good Saturday. Okay, go ahead. You're next.
Wicked. Okay.
Did you see it? I'm
a musical guy. I am. I enjoy musicals. Okay?
And did you see it?
Thank God I didn't. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, you didn't see
it. No movie. Get out of here. 2 hours and 40 minutes of a musical?
What movie is worth that? Remember, Departed was that long?
Not many.
Gone with the Wind.
Not many.
Wizard of Oz. Sound of Music.
Mm-mm. Again, I am a person who likes plays and musicals. At least if you see Wicked, you got intermission. 2 hours and 40 minutes plus. You know you had 15 minutes of 19 previews.
Yes.
3 hour experience.
That's a big commitment.
No, thank you. The grandmother I saw on TV today, who did 1,500 push-ups in an hour. Bravo.
What?
Bravo. Now, maybe she's lying. Maybe she's 20. I don't care what age you are. 1,500 push-ups in an hour.
You should have seen the push-ups. Was she on the toes, on the knees? Was she going all the way
legit.
Down and up?
They look
wow.
legit.
Okay.
Okay, so Q and I went Saturday, North Loop Green.
Oh, yeah.
To, it's this version of a European market.
What do you think?
Chris Kindle. I was
yeah,
just getting
it's German.
Chris Kindle. It's German. It was great.
Oh,
I
good.
Really like it. So there's probably, okay, food you can get there. There's probably 8 to 10. And there's a lot of food you can take home. The North Loop Green area is cool.
It is so cool.
It is really nice.
It's just tucked back there, too. You kind of got to know. Yeah.
It's hidden. Like we're
super
talking
cool.
downtown council with Adam Dunnick.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a big green space, but it's set up for events like that. They had the big TV if you wanted to watch the Gopher game. We ended up crepes
oh, nice.
That were excellent. A hearty macaroni and cheese. They had all sorts of good
Did
food.
Did Q have a good time?
Q had a great time.
Oh, good.
Right? And then I bought some German cookies.
Nice.
For Thanksgiving and also a German gingerbread cake that we put both in the freezer. And we're going to break out on Wednesday. So it's still going on. So check it out. It's well worth it.
Will do.
I want to get to two other ones. These fools who leave their shopping carts in the middle of parking lots.
Oh, the worst.
At grocery stores. Okay, a couple things happen. One, number one, you're tased, and it's not at a low level. You're tased, and you need to go down. Okay? You don't need to die, but you need to go down. You need to go down. And you're not allowed to grocery shop anywhere for a month.
Wow.
Anywhere for a month.
Okay.
How effing lazy are you? There's a cart, barn, or whatever they call them, every 10 feet.
You got corrals.
Your corral is staring at
mm-hmm.
you.
But okay. You're a lazy so-and-so, and you can't get it 10 feet.
Yeah. Tase with some pain, and you are not allowed to grocery shop anywhere.
Say it there.
Minutes.
Perfect.
And then, as a person who had a colonoscopy last week.
Yes.
And inadvertently bought toilet paper that said ultra strong as opposed to ultra soft. Maybe the dumbest decision in my life.
Oh, did you hurt your bum?
What's the grit level on it?
Yeah, sandpaper.
Whoever wants to buy ultra strong? I mean, ultra painful is what it should be called. I mean, just a horrible decision by
oh.
me. All right, it's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor. That's from your friends with Lindis Construction. How about next hour? Chip Scoggins on the purple and on Gopher football, including PJ. I know we're down by the end zone. Let's throw to the left tackle. Oh, that was a good decision.